Welcome to Undead Books, where we take a break from the limits of mortality. I am Kasia.
And I'm Dylan. Today, we're discussing Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, originally published in 1818.
The book was originally published in 1818, but that is not the version of the book that I read. Is it the version you read?
I believe so. I've read a Modern Library Classics edition. That was the edition I read in high school when I read it the first time. And I think it's the 1831 version. And, you know, the book really captured me. I loved it. I would be very curious to read the 1818 version now at this point, though.
When I embarked upon this project, I was not aware of the warfare of the internal rivalry between the two texts, or arguably the three texts, because some guy dug through the Bodleian Library and found a manuscript version that he then cut out all of Percy's contributions to, and that is now published as a separate, even more quote-unquote feminist version. I find all of this highly suspect, highly confusing. I confess that I don't really know the truth of the matter. I wish that I did.
I think Percy's trying to silence female voices. You know, that's my take.
I think Mary Shelley is trying to silence female voices. From what I can glean, the major differences are that the original was published anonymously, carrying with it plausible deniability of a male author.
Yes.
So there's like a authorial persona choice being made there. That one also has a Paradise Lost epigraph, which apparently was not retained in the later version.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Paradise Lost, I think, plays in to the inspiration of the story as well as like literally figures into the story.
I mean, the author mentions it as one of the books that the creature reads. Not the monster, because I don't know why we're calling it the monster.
It's the creature.
And then on a more substantive level, the original apparently emphasizes Victor Frankenstein's neglect of the creature, whereas the revised version emphasizes the overstepping of creating the creature in the first place.
Yes.
Right. So the problem later is more that he tried to overcome this barrier between life and death. Whereas in an earlier conception, it was simply that Victor should have been nicer to the creature once it was created.
And I think I think it's more interesting the way that there's a larger problem or a systemic problem, at least in what it sounds like the later versions do.
And there's another point to be made here, which is that, and this is of great interest to me personally, given my affinity for incest in literature. The original...
Can we clip it before you say in literature?
The original had Victor and his wife Elizabeth as cousins, biological cousins.
Yes.
And in the most widely circulated version, I believe, I think the tide is turning on that, is that Elizabeth is raised as a sibling, but is not, there's no relation between the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm not sure is really that much better, but
I think the funnier thing is they still refer to themselves as cousins, even when Mary Shelley's like, they're not actually cousins.
But they're a lot closer than cousins.
I know.
Anywho, I mean, so there's some point to be made here about like the Frankensteining of all these different texts in our imagination.
God, that was a good metaphor.
All these different texts have something to recommend to them in this war of all against all. You know, the later version, the argument is that, you know, she's older, wiser, she's suffered more losses at that point, and she can imbue the writing with a greater maturity, greater insight into the themes. And then, you know, the 1818 version has the benefit of being part of this youthful mythology of the teenage Mary Shelley, like coming up with the idea on vacation, and it having this strong female voice that just kind of sprung from the head of Zeus or whatever.
Sprung from the head of Hera as well.
Sprung from the head of Mary Wollstonecraft.